You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr. At the end of a prison sentence, there's a lot to do. Get a driver's license, reunite with family, find a job. Acting in a play isn't usually on that list. But that's not true for formerly incarcerated people involved with a program called the Poetic Justice Project. Now in its ninth year, the Poetic Justice Project casts former prisoners in plays for community audiences. Reporting for the KCBX Arts Beat, contributor Manika Wilhelm listened in on the project's first read-through for their 2019 performance season.
Rehearsal is in a little strip mall in Nipomo. The actors are in a circle of folding chairs, running through lines late on a Sunday afternoon.
2 days in the wake-up. You'll be going home.
How long have I been in here?
The play is called Crossing the Line. It's a story about a former prisoner, Dennis Apple. After years of being arrested during anti-war protests and a lengthy court battle that went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, in 2016, Apple went to prison for trespassing at Vandenberg Air Force Base while protesting nuclear proliferation. Apple's actually in the play as himself, so he's at rehearsal to explain how his story became a script.
When I was in prison, I wrote a column for a newspaper in Santa Barbara.
And Deborah Tobola, the director of the Poetic Justice Project, saw Dennis's writing. His letters were published in the Santa Barbara Independent.
So I thought, this needs to be a play.
When I got out, Deborah approached me and said, I'd like to write a play based on your journals. And I said, well, you're welcome to do that if anyone would be interested in that. So she did.
So that's what the play is. It's live action and then a lot of monologue voiceovers.
The play is a look at Apple's 4 months in prison, including 2 weeks in solitary confinement, sometimes called the shoe or the hole. But most people at rehearsal served much longer sentences than Apple. Cheech Rogoza is at his very first rehearsal today. He says when he first heard Dennis's story, he sort of wrote it off as a light sentence.
2 weeks, wow. Yeah, I just got done doing 17 months in the hole, you know?
As he read farther through the script, the play's message started to resonate more.
But he did it for something he believed in.
Rogoza is reading for the role of a prison guard as another actor's understudy. After the first read-through, Rogoza has an idea of how the play will go. But something else is more of an unknown for him.
How we're going to talk to them, the people that are going to watch the play, the people who haven't been incarcerated. You know, that's something I want to experience.
At the end of each play, Poetic Justice Project has something they call a talkback, where the production transitions from being a performance to being a conversation. Audience members can ask questions, and cast members share their stories. Another cast member, Leonard Flippin, has an answer for Rogoza. The talkback is often the most powerful part of a performance.
When we go from us and them to we. And in that moment, while we're in that conversation, and we're we for those few seconds, we're all exactly the same. And those lines of privilege and oppression get blurred enough to where we can see each other's worlds.
And for Tobola, the connection between the cast and the audience is a really important part of each show.
A lot of people come out of incarceration and they feel like they don't belong. They don't even want to go to Walmart because people will know they just got out. And if you feel like you don't belong, you're going to go back.
About 100 people have acted in these shows in the last decade. Anecdotally, Tobola says very few of those actors return to prison. The play opens with a show at St. Barnabas's Episcopal Church in Arroyo Grande in January. Then, until May, the Poetic Justice Project will put on shows throughout California. Reporting for the KCBX Arts Beat, I'm Manika Wilhelm.